Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Giants.com. I am John Schmelk with your Giants in 90. One source of controversy in that game to the 49ers on Sunday was the Giants' inability to get the ball into the end zone when they had it first and goal at the 4. They threw three consecutive fade routes before throwing an incomplete pass, which turned into an interception on the final play to Preston Parker. Larry Donnell was one of the players targeted with the fade route. Why they run so many? Because they had success with those plays in the past.
We've done it all year, you know, so, you know, why stray away from it, you know? So, we've done it. We see Corey Washington, you know, I have, Ruben have, Odell, so, you know, gave guys chances, you know, we just got to make those plays.
The Giants had been one of the best teams in the red zone so far this year, even better in the close red zone within 5 yards. So they have a very good track record, and in the past, Larry Donnell, Ruben Randall, and Odell Beckham Jr. have made plays on those fade routes. Tom Coughlin did say the first play in that sequence was a design run. But based on the 49ers' defensive alignment, they had a ton of guys in the line of scrimmage. Eli Manning made an audible out of the play and went with the pass. That was the one that was errant to Odell Beckham down the right sideline. So the Giants only scored one touchdown in that game against the 49ers. The offense knows they need to do their part and turn it around when they take on the very high-powered offense of the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. The Giants trying to break that 5-game losing streak. For Giants.com, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy your day. This was your Giants in 90.